Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, here to bring you radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And hello, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Keisha.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again. And hopefully you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I'm having a mumbly Wednesday, apparently. Having trouble talking, but...
It's a wonderful Wednesday. Yeah. I always enjoy this day on the radio so much because this is when I get to interview authors and the movers and shakers of wellness and medicine, and I always really like that. And
not a bad thing at all.
I agree. I always learn something, which is the great thing about the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
You turn it on. My patients will say that when I say, how did you find the clinic? A lot of them will say, from the radio. And then I always say, oh, I love the radio station because every time you turn it on, you get to hear something new.
Excellent.
Right? Yeah.
Word of mouth.
That's right. So my guest today, of course, is no exception in the rule of the Wednesday wonderful people that we have on. His name is Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay. He's a naturopath and an experienced primary care natural health practitioner who specializes in classical homeopathy, therapeutic nutrition, Western botanical medicine, and conventional treatment of sexually transmitted diseases. He places strong focus on emotional, social, and spiritual aspects of healing, and is a dynamic professional educator and seminar leader who's trained thousands of healthcare professionals in the philosophy and clinical application of modern, scientifically verified natural medicine. He's also the author of many different publications, one of them being The Healing Power of Flax, which we'll talk about today, and The Clinician's Handbook of Natural Medicine. Welcome to Healthy You Radio, Dr. Bay. Is it Joyner Bay or Bay?
You can call me Bay. You can call me Joyner Bay, whatever you want.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Right. Exactly. Very nice to be here, and thank you for having me as the guest on your show.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, I do an integrative practice myself as primary care, and one of the things that I love is using food as medicine.
I think it's a powerful tool. I wish more practitioners were using it.
Well, I so appreciate you putting out such a wonderful resource for people, not only the handbook for natural medicine for clinicians, but also this great book, The Healing Power of Flax, because it's a great resource for patients and practitioners to read to understand omega-3s.
Thank you very much. I mean, I should make a disclosure. I am the medical science consultant to Barley's Organic Oils that manufactures flax oil products and fish oil products and that kind of thing. So,
thank you for that disclaimer. That's right. So, because I will be asking you what brands that you like, and so obviously that's going to be on the list, right? All right. So one of the things that I think is a great big puzzle for a lot of people is they hear fat divided in kind of two groups, I think, in the lay public, where they'll hear saturated fat is bad fat, and then there's good fats. And they don't really understand or have an understanding of how what good fats mean, and then how you get that balanced in a proper way. And then there's that evil word, trans fat and hydrogenated oils they hear, right?
The evil word, trans fat, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, so they like the Darth Vader of fats.
That's right. So why don't we do a little skip down the pathway, take our listeners on a tour for a minute of the difference between fats.
Well, that's a good point. And the basic idea is the body distinguishes among the fats that we put in our mouths every day. It knows what it likes and what it doesn't like. And every different kind of fat we consume has a different effect at the cell and tissue level. The main idea we're talking about is that historically, our prehistoric ancestors got their fat sources from things that occurred in nature, mainly wild game, wild fish, nuts, and seeds. That's where they were getting mainly most of their fats. And they eat far less fat than we do today. Very rich in omega-3 fatty acids, the desirable fatty acids that produce local hormones that do not promote inflammation, and a wide range of other nutrients. But once we start getting into raising animals on grain and then squeezing oil out of seeds since the Industrial Revolution, like safflower, sunflower, soy, that kind of thing, and then making processed foods out of all these fats and then dipping them in the deep fat fryers and causing all kinds of problems, and making hydrogenated vegetable shortenings and margarine, we got farther and farther away from what the human body was designed to consume as fat sources. And that's what's causing all the problem. The basic idea is this. You want to get the fats the body will like and the body will use to promote health and maintain wellness. We have this thing called essential fatty acids. That is the fatty acids we absolutely need to make local hormones that control inflammatory tendency. I guess your listeners have heard about omega-6s and omega-3s, right?
Right.
So the omega-6s produce local hormones that are pro-inflammatory. The omega-3s produce local hormones that are anti-inflammatory. But they're both essential. We need both of these. The problem is we get too much omega-6, not enough omega-3.
Now let's talk about sourcing from that, because I don't think people understand. This is an interesting point because, you know, we're told, okay, pumpkin seeds are great, sunflower seeds are great, and then we eat tons of them.
We always overdo certain things, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and I have no problem with those seeds. When we start squeezing the oil out and concentrating the oils, we have to be very careful what seeds we're extracting the oils from.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a health food retailer ask me to line this up. And as I mentioned before, the omega-3 sources are the wild game, wild fish, animals raised on grass, flaxseed oil, fish oil. They're the most common sources we have today of the omega-3 fatty acids that are anti-inflammatory or non-inflammatory.
And some green leafy vegetables too, right?
Yes, but the human body can't do it the way our ruminating herbivores can. I mean, they eat tons of that stuff, and they make the conversion from the green leafy vegetable ALA, alpha-linolenic acid, the omega-3, into EPA and DHA that you find in fish oil and in wild game and animals raised on grass. So we can't really depend on green leaves to do for us what herbivores can get out of green leaves. But I'm a strong advocate of using green vegetables in our diet.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, on the omega-6 side, we have all those things I mentioned before. Animals raised on grain, all the vegetable oils that are commonly used, soy, safflower, sunflower, that kind of thing. All the foods made therefrom, including the salad dressings, all the hydrogenated oils, all the processed foods, all that heavily laden with omega-6.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pizzone, actually the founding president of Bassett University, actually did a study of Canadians and found there's a 24-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, 24-to-1. So you see how strong the imbalance is. It's probably the same ratio among Americans. So we need to bring down the omega-6 sources and bring up the omega-3 sources to restore balance at the cell level.
So where does olive oil fall into that?
Olive oil is omega-9. It is not converted into local hormones as readily as the omega-6s and omega-3s, but has its own benefits. As we all know, it's a cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet. The oleic acid in olive oil will protect the inner lining of arteries to reduce atherosclerosis tendency. It will also reduce the tendency of LDL, the so-called undesirable cholesterol, to become oxidized and therefore dangerous. So it has its own benefits, but it's not a source of much of the omega-3 that needs to be added to the human diet.
Mm-hmm. And then I've also read recently there was some research that came out that said you're not supposed to heat olive oil up very high, otherwise those protective aspects that it does have as an omega-9 are no longer valid.
That's a wonderful point. As we heat these oils up, they can change.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's most resistant but doesn't contain these essential fatty acids is coconut oil.
Right.
It's more heat resistant. But olive oil, and I cook with all the time, we have to be careful about heating up to a high temperature. I've learned something from a Chinese chef years ago. When you put a lot of juicy vegetables into a skillet or a frying pan, as long as the vegetables there and you have a moderate temperature, the water in the vegetables will keep that frying pan or skillet at a lower temperature, and that will protect the oil.
Mm.
So you don't crank up the heat. You put a lot of onions. Onions are very rich in water and so forth. In the bottom, that will keep the temperature under control.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so what we put in the frying pan has influence on the temperature of the pan, as well as the heat that's under the pan.
Mm-hmm.
So keep the heat moderate and keep those a lot of juicy vegetables in the frying pan, and that will control the temperature.
Now, I use coconut oil a lot in my practice. It has great anti-inflammatory effects from an Ayurvedic medicine point of view.
I didn't know Ayurvedic talked about that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, coconut's great for that. It's anti-pitta.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where does coconut oil fall in all that?
Coconut oil is the desirable source of saturated fats. It has saturated fats that are medium chain, we call them medium chain. They are 10, 12, 14, and 16 carbons long. The longer fats, the ones we commonly eat, are 18 carbons long from vegetable sources, 20 and 22 carbons long from the animal sources, EPA, DHA, which we find in fish oil. But these medium-chain triglycerides are very important. The body will actually absorb those straight into the liver. It goes right to the portal vein into the liver. It doesn't have to be broken down so much by digestive enzymes. The liver will convert those into ketone bodies, and that will help feed the brain. It works remarkably well for people with seizure disorders, with even early onset Alzheimer's, and we're beginning to see some results with that, because it's an alternative brain source for energy when the brain can no longer use blood sugar. So it's a remarkable product in that regard. Also, it helps to, if you combine, some wonderful things you can do combining coconut oil with flax oil or fish oil. The fastest way I now know to bring down triglycerides is to have both coconut oil and fish oil in the diet at the same time. Not necessarily the same meal, but you will drive triglycerides down dramatically. Guess what my triglycerides were just measured December 1st. Guess where they were?
51.
75.
Oh, mine were 51 in October.
Well, you beat me. You beat me on that one.
But I eat a lot of coconut oil.
You've seen triglycerides up to 1,000 or higher in people.
Yes, I know.
So here we are, there are 51 and 75 respectively. I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we are. And one of the things I want to talk to people about triglycerides. Tell them why that's not a good thing to have elevated triglycerides.
Because you have increased risk for cardiovascular disease, mm-hmm. increased risk for diabetes, and of course it's linked to abdominal obesity.
Right.
This is a major issue. So if we know the coconut will actually increase the metabolism. Every time they try to fatten up lab animals on coconut oil, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because it actually increases metabolism at the cell level. The other thing I wanted to mention is the fact that if you have coconut oil and flax oil in the diet at the same time, the HDL activity goes up dramatically. Guess what my HDL was?
102.
No, 71, which isn't bad.
That's actually excellent. We want to see it over 45, so that's
what was
really
that?
Good. I said we want to see it over 45
over
for our
45,
listeners.
Mine was 71.
That's right.
So it shows you what you can do with having a combination of coconut oil, fish oil, and flax oil in the diet. It goes a long way in controlling fats so that you are protecting the cardiovascular system across the board.
Right. And triglycerides are elevated by eating a lot of quick carbohydrates like pastas and breads,
yes.
and sugars and beer. Beer is a bad triglyceride elevator.
I wish more people knew that. Everyone's pointing the finger at fat as being the real major problem. No, it's the refined sugar and refined flour that's killing us.
Yep.
Causing the obesity, the diabetes, and all the other problems.
Well, let's take a quick break. I hate to do that because we're having such a great conversation, and I think this is such an entirely important subject. So we're going to come back and talk about flax and omega-3s, but let's take a quick break. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Healthy Year Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Center's exclusive body care collection introduces a line of all-natural Ayurvedic body creams designed to put you on the path to perfect health. Formulated by local medical professionals, Fern Simple's Ayurvedic body creams tone, detoxify, and heal using ancient Ayurvedic recipes and principles. All-natural essential oils soothe your skin while specially formulated aromas whisk you into a state of bliss. Experience what balanced health feels like and try the Fern Simple's collection. Sold exclusively through Fern Life Center or find them online at fernlifecenter.com.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your Healthy You.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seed of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you book now, you will receive our signature chakra balancing treatment to go with your colon hydrotherapy session free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free if you book today. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Yours, and you're joining us for radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And you can't find us on your radio dial here at 1150 AM KKNW, Alternative Talk. At 1 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, you can find us live streaming off the internet on Facebook. Fan us and let us know who you want to hear from and what you want to hear about. Or off of healthyyouradio.com. You can find live streaming off the internet, listen to the show live off of your computer, or you can go onto the archive shows button and push that and podcast us and take all this information from the last couple of years from great thinkers in wellness and health with you wherever you go and learn how to make good choices that are informed for your own life. My guest today is Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay, who is a naturopath and the author of The Healing Power of Flax. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Bay.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So the first part of the show, we were kind of jabbering and excited about what fat means and what kinds of fat there are and what the implications are on some of your lab tests and on your body. And I would love to get back to now, we've established that our omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids are not in a very good balance in our diet, the way it stands today, the standard American diet, or in the standard Canadian diet, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we fix that?
We fix that by finding ways first to displace the undesirable omega-6 sources with more desirable omega-3 sources. And that's one of the important roles that flax oil can play. It is a food ingredient. You can use it to make salad dressings and do other kinds of things. My book, The Healing Power of Flax, has 101 recipes in the back that will help people deliciously incorporate flaxseed oil as a major dietary omega-3 source. No, flax oil is omega-3 source. Fish oil gets all the press, all the media is focused on fish oil, and flax oil is treated like an undesirable stepchild, where it has a major role to play because it's highly sustainable. You can easily grow the flax seed in these cold northern regions of North America and then just simply squeeze the oil out and have a wonderful product. And the human body will take the ALA, the omega-3 you find in flax oil, and convert that into EPA and DHA that you would typically get from fish oil. There's a lot of controversy about this conversion, but the science is very, very clear. The human body can make that conversion. Women of reproductive years, because they have a lot of estrogens running around, are the most efficient humans at making that conversion. We know that 21% of the ALA a woman takes in her body will be converted to EPA, and 9% gets converted to DHA.
Now, that can't be true of every single person. So what if that goes awry, and why would it go awry?
There are some major issues. There's some factors that interfere with it. The main ones are these lifestyle factors that people mm-hmm. tend to overlook. If they're abusing trans fats, if they're abusing sugars, if they are taking in lots of omega-6 fatty acids that will cause the enzyme, converting enzyme, to be so tied up with omega-6s, they can't work on omega-3s.
They're busy.
And if they are deficient in some basic vitamins and minerals like B3 and B6 and C and so forth, then the enzymes can't work as well. But consistently, the studies have shown, every time you get flax or ALA to human beings, the EPA level grows up dramatically in the bloodstream. The DHA conversion, this is the most controversial part, the DHA conversion takes place in three major tissues, the brain, the liver, and the skeletal muscle. The liver does most of the work, but by itself, the human brain can produce almost enough DHA to meet its own needs. So the question has been, how much DHA does a human adult brain need every day? Do you know the answer to that question?
I do not.
Less than 5 milligrams.
Oh, wow. So it when we see omega-3 supplements,
and yes, what
there's going to be different proportions of DHA and EPA on those, depending on what brand. And people like Metagenix, you know, the companies like Metagenix will make even several different kinds of those.
Right.
So usually what you're told is if you have Alzheimer's or if you have some sort of neurodegenerative disorder, then you want to bump that up because the human brain isn't doing its job the way it should. Is that correct?
Well, this is the point. I mean, we keep forgetting the heavy lifter in the local hormone department is EPA, both in the brain and elsewhere in the body. Most of the work to produce the non-inflammatory local hormones is done by EPA. The body uses DHA sparingly. And if you give a lot of DHA in the form of fish oil, that kind of thing, the conversion from ALA to DHA automatically goes down.
Ah.
If you put the person into an omega-3 deficiency, the conversion goes up by 40% in the liver. So the body makes the adjustment based on what you put in your mouth every day.
It's so wise. It wants homeostasis. It wants to be balanced.
That's exactly right. So we don't need to drown ourselves with DHA.
Got it.
We only use 5 milligrams a day in the human adult brain. So and the half-life of DHA in the brain is 2 years. That means if a certain amount of DHA goes on your brain today, half of that same DHA will be there 2 years from now.
So let's put that into lay people's terms for consumers that are listening to the show who are kind of going, what? DHA?
What?
EPA? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? These are the big local fatty acids that are used to make the local hormones that are anti-inflammatory. EPA is a big one. It helps to control inflammation at the local level. So just 12 years ago, we discovered how that worked. Those fatty acids are used to make local hormones called resolvins and protectins.
Right.
I love the name.
I do too.
Resolvins. Those are the local hormones that shut down inflammation naturally. We now know that in the absence of omega-3s, the human body cannot naturally shut down inflammation. I can make that statement without fear of contradiction because you can't make the resolvins that will shut inflammation down naturally. There's a special group of local hormones made from DHA called neuroprotectins, and this is where the issue comes in with Alzheimer's and senile dementia. If people have lifelong omega-3 deficiency, they will have lifelong deficiency of DHA in the brain and therefore lifelong deficiency of neuroprotectins. And the name tells you what they do. They protect the nerve cells. We know for a fact that Alzheimer's patients tend to have low levels of neuroprotectins in their tissues. So a major contributing factor to senile dementia and Alzheimer's is probably lifelong omega-3 deficiency.
Now, here's the thing about the person that gets Alzheimer's is their genetic code is the APOE gene, either 4-3 or 4-4. Mm-hmm. And that's been shown that person that has that genetic code actually does not filter their toxicity very well. Their toxins accumulate in their body instead of their body has a hard time getting rid of stuff.
It's not surprising.
Right.
Not surprising at all. You also asked questions about the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Is the blood-brain barrier intact enough to keep the toxins from filtering into the nervous tissue in the brain?
So what we want is for the APOE 3 and 4, you actually have to be really careful with the kind of fat that you ingest.
Right.
And so flax oil, let's come back to this, has a lot of that neuroprotective quality to it. So why don't you explain that and how it works on that cellular level?
Well, the whole idea with the flax oil is converted into EPA and DHA as needed at the tissue level. That will reduce the local inflammatory tendency. It's also the kind of thing that is absolutely pristine. It's organic. Fish oil is not organic, but the flax oil is. So you can you will actually provide the benefit without having any worry about toxicity or that kind of thing. And you also will not overwhelm the body with too much of a good thing, as you might get by consuming too much of the fish oil. I'm not knocking fish oil here, but I'm saying that the body knows how to make that conversion, especially if you are supporting the enzymes. By staying away from trans fats, just taking a good quality vitamin and mineral supplement, using a wide range of fruits and vegetables that will support the enzymes and also reinforce the blood-brain barrier. I mean, those flavonoid compounds, like from grapeseed extract and so forth, reinforce the blood-brain barrier so these toxins don't get through the barrier into the nervous tissue and cause problems. Mm. So it's a wide range of nutrients that people can use to protect themselves to maintain brain function throughout life.
So lignans, that's part of this formula, right?
Lignans are also important. They are fiber compounds you find in all oily seeds and nuts. They are the kissing cousins to lignins, L-I-G-N-I-N-S, that you find in just about every cell wall of every plant that we eat. These are compounds that the gastrointestinal bacteria, the colon bacteria, will convert into what we call mammalian lignans. Lignans are found commonly in herbivores everywhere in the world, whether it's wildebeest on the African savanna or cows, you know, grazing in Ohio. These herbivorous animals are eating a lot of fiber material from green vegetation, and that fiber material is converted into these compounds. Now, what's the big deal about lignans? Lignans have a number of benefits. First, they will protect people from the adverse influences of estrogens, whether it's human estrogens that are generated by the body or xenoestrogens in the environment. The problem with estrogens is, no, they're nice. They're necessary to actually rebuild the inner lining of the uterus after a woman menstruates and to support the reproductive function. But they are proliferative hormones. They cause cells to multiply. And if DNA has inadvertently turned on a cancer gene, then you get this influence to multiply a cancerous phenomenon that can lead to tumors and so forth. By having lignans in the diet in significant quantities, you block some of the effects of these estrogens. And that can be used in what we call a modulating effect, whether a woman has like PMS or menopause. And PMS, as you know, is associated with excess estrogens relative to progesterone. Mm-hmm. By eating these lignans and so forth, you block the effect of the excess estrogens, reduce the PMS symptoms, and over a woman's lifetime, reduce the influence of estrogens on those tissues such that breast cancer risk goes down dramatically. We now know that the human diet, as we find in Western civilization, produces only one-tenth of the blood concentration of lignans that we need to have to give us this kind of protection of breast health and uterine health. Hmm. Quite remarkable.
It is remarkable. And I'd like to come back and spend more time on this because, first of all, we need to go through the dosing of how much you should be taking of this and that how we get cardio as well as cancer protective results from flax, and more about lignans and estrogen, because this is the research on this is pretty amazing.
It is.
So let's take a quick break and we'll come back with more from Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay.
Ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Uris, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to Fern Life HealthLifeCenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter, and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column.
Are you one of those people who gets the winter blues along with the winter bulge? Well, this year, make a different choice. Get your brain checked. You get your oil checked in your car, and you put the right gasoline in at the pump. Aren't you more important than your car? Make an appointment with Keisha and get your neurotransmitter levels checked. Those are the brain chemicals that affect your mood, your food cravings, your sleep patterns, your libido, and motivate you to exercise. A simple blood or urine test will tell you what you need to do to motor through the winter months efficiently instead of stalling out. To make an appointment, call 425-391-3376. That's 425-391-3376. Or go to FernLifeCenter.com for more information about our revolutionary neurotransmitter rebalancing program. Feel your best and look fantastic this winter. Call now.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today. For more information and to book an appointment, visit FernLifeCenter.com. That's FernLifeCenter.com. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And my guest today is Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay, who's a naturopath and the author of The Healing Power of Flax, among other publications. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Bay.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about, we've kind of gone through and differentiated between omega-3, 6, 9 saturated fat, transsaturated fat. I think these are really important questions to clear up for people because they hear the words but maybe don't know how you're supposed to get them balanced. There's a blood test that you can do and a urine test to see what your balance is for and what you should be focusing on. Do you believe in that testing?
That testing is done. In fact, the company I work with, Barleen's, is working with Dr. Tom Gahuli. Dr. Tom Gahuli is a progressive medical doctor in Glasgow, Scotland. And he's been pioneering this kind of thing. In fact, we've been doing this for some health food retailers, actually having them send blood samples over there, and he looks at the proportions of omega-3s to omega-6s and so forth. And so that kind of testing does have its value. I'm also a believer in, like, vitamin D testing and so forth.
Yeah.
It has its place. There's no question about that. But the bottom line, of course, is to change the lifestyle and the diet and to do it in a way where a person doesn't feel deprived. Mm-hmm. If they feel deprived, they'll wander away from the diet. They have to feel excited about the diet. It has to be delicious and appetizing, so they'll continue with it.
I was at a functional medicine. I'm with Institute for Functional Medicine. And
oh,
I was
Jeff Bland and his group.
Right. And I was at one of the modules with, 250 other medical providers. And one of the speakers got up and said, "Do you guys ever have patients whine about being deprived about the things you're taking them off of?" And of course, we all raised our hands because we ourselves have whined about that. Thank you very much.
Right.
And he said, try to present it in a different way so that you're not being deprived. You're leaving behind things that don't serve you, that actually you've been punishing yourself with.
And you don't realize the very things that we are most attracted to, that we're almost addicted to, are the things that are harming us the most.
Right.
Especially foods sensitive and out. When people who are really craving wheat are quite often very sensitive to wheat.
Yes.
and dairy and all on down the line. This is so well understood in natural medicine. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So the language has to change. That's why I talk about substitution. We're substituting more desirable things for less desirable things.
Right.
And the flavor can be just as delicious or more delicious than what you had before.
And that's exactly, and that's what's happened in my own personal life. I had autoimmune disease, and then it got cured, and, you know, I've moved forward with learning how to cope with my stress levels, how to change my lifestyle, how to change my diet, and gone through a tremendous amount of changes. And when I look back at the way I used to eat that I thought was so healthy back in 15 years ago, I thought I was so health conscious. And now I realize that I was eating a standard American diet that was the bar was set a little bit higher than the average, you know? And when I think about what I incorporate in my diet today that I didn't even know existed back then, and
that's
the thing, that if you don't look behind you at what you're giving up in that language, if you turn and you embrace things that you never even knew, like putting flax oil on popcorn.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. You know, Celtic sea salt, flax oil.
Yeah, a little brewer's yeast. I mean, I get very creative with it.
Yeah.
It works.
It's delicious. It's so much tastier.
I know. I've been walking this path for 40 years now. This is my 40th year, 2012.
Congratulations.
Walking this path. And there's just so much more that we know. I mean, the basic principles have been the same, but we are so much more precise in our understanding of how the body works at the cell and tissue level.
Right.
So we can really fine-tune this very nicely for people.
You know, I find it interesting, though, because I also have a master's degree in Ayurvedic medicine, and Ayurveda was saying this stuff 5,000-10,000 years ago.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. And so we're sort of, quote, discovering things that have already been known for a very long time, and it always makes me laugh when we have research that validates meditation.
I know. I mean, what can I say? I mean, we in the West are so arrogant. I mean,
it
really isn't that stuff much new. It's just a matter of scientifically verifying what was known thousands of years ago and following.
And putting it in our own language.
And putting it in our own language. But we arrogantly think that somehow we discovered it. I mean, I'm sorry.
I know.
This has been known for ages. But see, Julius Caesar recommended a mill flaxseed to the Roman legions back in his time.
Yeah.
And Charlemagne recommended flaxseed to the people of the Holy Roman Empire back in the Middle Ages. So the benefits were known. They didn't know the precise details of why it was helpful, but they observed the benefit. That's why they made the recommendation.
Now, is it the same benefit to get to use freshly ground seed as it is to have oil?
You're getting two different things,
mm-hmm.
and this is what gets people confused. Flax oil is a good source of two wonderful things. One, the oil that's rich in omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid, and two, the mill seed that's rich in these fiber compounds, the mucilages and the lignans that we were talking about.
Mm.
So if you want to get the essential fatty acid benefit, what you want to focus on is the flaxseed oil.
Mm.
If you want to get the fiber benefit, what you want to focus on is the mill of flaxseed. And there are flaxseed lignin concentrates, as made, for example, Barley's makes a Prevail product for women who want to give themselves an extra boost for breast health protection and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So two different things coming from the same basic natural source. So decide where you want to make the emphasis and choose the product accordingly.
Now, I recommend all the time in my practice that people use both. So let's talk about if a little bit's good, a lot must be better, because we do that all the time in the United States. And let's talk about appropriate dosing.
That is a wonderful. If a little bit's good, more must be better. That's absolutely false, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
So the basic recommendation, now I went through all the essential fatty acid products. For example, for fish oil, all the research is saying that you should take enough fish oil to give you 1,100 to 1,600 milligrams combined EPA-DHA daily for an adult. That's a basic understanding now. For flax oil, our basic rule of thumb has been 1 tablespoon of flax oil per 100 pounds of body weight. So you can adjust that downward for a child based on the child's weight. For the mill flaxseed, there's been a lot of research, and this, I want to mention this wonderful woman, Dr. Wendy DeMark Vonnefried. She used to be at Duke University, now at University of Texas. She did all the research on flaxseed for prostate health, prostate enlargement, and prostate cancer. And the doses she was using was 30 grams. You're talking about 2 or 3 heaping tablespoons of mill flaxseed. For PMS and for menopause, it's going to be the same dose, so 2 to 4 heaping tablespoons of mill flaxseed. Now, what can you do with it? You can put it over oatmeal. You can put it in cottage cheese. You can put it over yogurt. a lot of things you can do with milled flaxseed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get it in a very healthful way, and they'll get the benefits that way. So it you can be very creative with this kind of thing.
Now, freshly ground is obviously better for you than already ground, right?
Yeah, unless it's been, for example, with the barley sprout, it's going to be the Fortiflax. It's pre-milled, but it's in a nitrogen container, a nitrogen-packed container.
Mm.
If people want to get the organic seed and grind themselves, do it, but be careful. You don't grind it so much, you generate a lot of heat that would damage it.
Okay.
But, yes, you don't want to use the pre-ground that has not been protected from oxidation. That's the important point. So you want the fresh seed that's either been packed in nitrogen or get the seed yourself and grind it up yourself. You go grind it up in small quantities that can use right on the spot.
And you can freeze it to preserve.
Yes. As soon as I open my container, as soon as I get it, I put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
But definitely once it's open, I keep it in the freezer so it's protected.
Okay.
Extra bottles of flax oil I will keep in the freezer. And so I'm ready to use them. Refrigeration is very important because these things are perishable. They have unsaturated bonds that can be oxidized, so you want to protect them from oxidation as much as possible.
And let's talk about oxidation, because that actually creates rancid oil, which is very bad for you. And why
is
that?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the human body does not like rancid oil because you're taking in things that can generate free radicals that can accelerate the aging process, promote inflammation, damage DNA strands and chromosomes. It can cause all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you want oil that is as fresh can be. That's the bottom line.
Now, there's a lot of buzz on hemp seed these days, and hemp is an omega-6, right?
Hemp is mainly omega-6. Hemp and walnut oil have about the same amount of ALA. They have 15% ALA in the oil, and a large part of the rest of it is going to be omega-6. Flax is just the opposite. It has like 50 to 60% of what's in there is the omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid, so it's by far superior. The only other oil that's really comparable is chia seed oil, which is about 60 to 63% ALA. So mm-hmm. those two oils, flaxseed oil and chia oil, are the richest source of plant-based omega-3s.
Okay. So I was telling you off air that I did the LCAT to see about food sensitivities. I always recommend everybody do that if they've had any history of inflammation at all. And it turned out I was allergic to flax. So I started using chia as an alternative until I got the NAET treatment to clear the flax for myself. And now mm-hmm. I can do flax again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good if you are putting something new in your diet and you see that it's causing you problems, you get a rash, you have inflammation, joint stuff, to really take a look at that and make sure that you're not actually triggering an immune response to it. So
exactly.
Just
always
because we say it's good for you, every body is different. So
that's absolutely true. I mean, you get this feedback, and it's kind of surprising, but sometimes people do have these kinds of allergies. You have to respect what the body's telling you.
Right.
And respond accordingly.
Well, and this particular body of mine got trashed a bit as a marathon runner back in the day when I thought that was good for you.
Oh, I know. God. How are your joints holding up?
They're great now because I know all about inflammation and how not to have inflammation in my body. But yeah, for a long time, my knees were in poor shape after marathoning. But then I didn't have to do anything to them except for change my diet.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break and we come back. Let's talk about the healing benefits and the preventative, which I think is the most important benefits of flax when it comes to cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's and all of these inflammatory diseases. Okay. This is Keisha Yours. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers, and we're in our final segment of a show with Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay, the author of The Healing Power of Flax, The Definitive Guide. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Bay.
Nice to be back.
So we've been talking a lot about fats, the uses of them, what they do in the body. I think a lot of people think in terms of disease processes in our culture, the way we think about cancer, and there's a lot of fear around it, and heart disease, and diabetes, metabolic syndrome. And then, of course, you mentioned female hormone things. I mean, I deal with that every day in my practice. And then also male health with the prostate. Let's talk about how flax can help with all of that.
So much of the disease process in Western civilization arises from sins of omission as well as sins of commission. We're eating too much of the wrong thing and not enough of the right thing. Omega-3 deficiency, and this is now being recognized by world-class scientists, omega-3 deficiency is a major underlying problem because it's the basis for chronic inflammation that gives rise to other things like cardiovascular disease. That chronic inflammation will damage the interlining of arteries, leading to major problems with atherosclerosis, increases in blood pressure, disturbances in blood fats, a tendency towards blood clotting, and so forth. So just that one thing alone will go a long way in reducing a whole host of life-threatening illnesses. You can actually even change the integrity of the cells in the heart muscle itself so that those cells are able to move the action potential, the electrical impulse that causes the heart cells to contract and move the blood around. You can actually improve the efficiency with which the action potential moves along the heart membranes and so forth by changing the fatty acids on those membranes, by consuming flaxseed oil and fish oil. That will do it. Something else that came up just this past spring in this most recent research, the flax oil ALA was able to push cholesterol out of atherosclerotic plaque. Can you believe that? Push the cholesterol out of the foam cells. The foam cells are the white blood cells that take residence inside the lining of the arteries and cause the atherosclerotic plaque to be built up. You can push the cholesterol out of there by having flax oil in your diet. Can you believe it? This is hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Flax oil has been very beneficial in terms of even dealing with central nervous system issues like attention deficit disorder. I met this wonderful woman named Dr. Grier DuPont in London about 5-6 years ago. She is a child psychiatrist and neurologist in Bruges, Belgium, and she loves using flax oil for ADHD in kids. It works quite well, quite remarkable in that regard. Something else that is quite surprising, if you're feeding laboratory animals with flax oil as a major fat source and you deliberately try to cause bacterial pneumonia by trying to plant pneumonia bacteria in their lungs, the lungs become more resistant to that colonization.
Wow. So it's
just
a great immune support.
The environment.
Something that you just said about the helping with the ADHD, it's usually children that are diagnosed with this. And one of the things you point out in your book is that infant formula is deficient in omega-3s.
Absolutely right.
And it's 2 years before the myelinization in the nervous system is complete after an infant is born.
Yeah.
And so I can see where that would actually be of great benefit, you know, physically, if you think about it.
I hate to put pressure on women who are pregnant nursing, but it's so important they properly nourish themselves to feed their babies so the babies not only have lower risk for these central nervous system issues and other kinds of issues, but even cardiovascular protection. I mean, the literature is clear that the health of the baby is going to be dramatically improved if the pregnant and nursing mother is thoroughly nourished relative to omega-3s and other nutrients. This is so important for women to be cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite remarkable. Even asthma, reducing the intensity and frequency of asthma attacks just by changing fatty acids on the lung tissue and the white blood cells that populate the lung tissue, you go a long way in producing local hormones that can keep asthma attack frequency and intensity under control. Something else that's surprising, every time they've given flax oil as a major fat source in laboratory animals, the bone mass goes up. We think about osteoporosis, we think about, of course, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin K. Well, lo and behold, the omega-3 fatty acids have a role to play even in bone metabolism. There's some kind of inflammatory process going on there, but we have seen in laboratory research, if you cause animals to be omega-3 deficient, they will lose bone mass. The calcium leaves the bones and goes to the soft tissues, as in the arteries, which you don't want to happen. So it goes a long way just by having the flaxseed in the diet to maintain bone integrity.
Now I have a question for you, because a lot of this research, when it's done, I read research studies almost every day, and I'm always looking for one piece of information. What is the dosage that's used during the clinical trial?
Very important.
And so in these clinical trials that, you know, obviously we're not lab rats, but in the clinical trials that are being done, is it high dose flax? Is it oil? Is it the seed? What is happening?
It should be the oil. It depends, again, on what you want to accomplish. And again, I look at that too. Are they giving enough of the substance and high enough doses for a long enough period of time to see what it actually do?
Mm-hmm.
It takes, it's a rule of thumb among my colleagues, it takes 3 to 6 months to see really what essential fatty acids can do in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't change those things overnight. So don't give up on it. Make sure you're using the right doses. I mentioned what the dosage is for fish oil, 1,100 to 1,600 milligrams a day of EPA DHA, and flax oil, a tablespoon per 100 pounds of body weight. So give it 3 to 6 months, see what it can do. It's not going to turn around overnight. So you have to be very, very cognizant of that. But that's a wonderful point. And I see so many studies where they didn't give enough of the product in for a long period of time to see what it can do.
Or like with turmeric, they give so much that you're never going to be taking that, you know, in a normal life. So I always look for that, too. Are they giving extra therapeutic doses, you know, gargantuan-style doses to get the effect?
And we know with turmeric, if you take a high enough dosage, you start irritating the GI tract.
Yes.
Yep. It's going to be a problem.
Right.
Something else that in the literature, too, you can actually increase gestation period. This is important for women who cannot carry babies full term. This is coming from the veterinary literature. I mean, farmers and ranchers want to get their return on investment. They want to make sure their cows and horses are carrying the offspring full term. So for single-fetus pregnancies, not twins or triplets and so forth, you can actually increase the gestation period, so there's a much lower risk of premature birth if you're using flax oil as a good fat source. It also increases the quality of sperm in men. Mm-hmm. So with couples who have difficulty reproducing, look at the man, make sure he's producing the quantity and quality of sperm that will get the job done. And now your favorite subject, we get to cancer, which is very controversial, I know. And your good friend, the guy who started the Institute for Functional Medicine, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, did one of those studies.
Mm-hmm.
He and Ewan Cameron, the medical doctor from Scotland, who were working on Lyman C in cancer, actually did an experiment with a lab animal, a particular mouse that has a built-in breast cancer gene, and they injected those mice with a cancer-causing agent. So you have a cancer gene and a cancer-causing agent, and the two fat sources that block the gene and the agent were ALA from flax oil and EPA from fish oil.
Hmm.
Turned off the cancer gene and blocked the cancer-causing agent. That's revolutionary.
And they were both necessary? Or
both
did they do one at a time?
One at a time.
Ah, I see. Okay.
The individual groups, the only groups that had 100% survival were the ALA group and the EPA group.
Okay, so they weren't giving ALA and EPA together.
No. Individually, the omega-3s turned off the cancer gene that was built into those mice and blocked the effect of the cancer-causing agent. That's revolutionary.
This is something I tell my patients all the time. Just because you have the gene doesn't mean you have to turn it on. And something as easy as taking 1.5 tablespoons of flax in a day, right?
Right.
It's so easy.
You can tell them. They've actually done the laboratory research. The ALA from flax oil turns off the HER2 cancer gene. Turns it off.
Okay.
This is revolutionary. When they tried to cause colon cancer in lab animals, comparing the corn oil group with the flax oil group had fewer and smaller colon cancer tumors.
Well, that's a whole different show, corn oil.
I know.
I'm not going to open that can.
Of omega-6 sources like corn oil, which is common in the human diet and Western civilization, compared to having omega-3 source like flax oil, you can actually blunt the effect of a cancer-causing agent.
Hmm.
We will never see that research done on humans, but when you see that happening in lab animals, to me it's very impressive.
It is. And then just as a final note, a lot of the women you're talking about, the estrogen-dominant cancers, breast cancer in particular for women, have to take tamoxifen when they're finished with their chemo treatments.
Right. And lo and behold, lignans and tamoxifen reinforce each other. Flaxseed lignans and tamoxifen work better together than individually.
Okay.
That's in the literature. So they don't have to be afraid of that. They can use the tamoxifen along with lignin sources from flaxseed or the lignin concentrate.
And then another thing about combining that you mentioned is that there's a lot of literature and research, especially out of Germany, that shows that if you do your flaxseed oil with dairy, it's more readily uptaken.
You're talking about Dr. Joanna, but bless her heart. Yes, she liked to mix her flaxseed oil in with cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I personally put mine in with yogurt, but no, every to each his own. Mm-hmm. But that's, she thought that protein oil combination was very beneficial. And she did a lot of work with cancer using flaxseed oil. I think some people wanted to nominate her for a Nobel Prize, but she was so controversial because what she was saying was opposed to what the medical establishment was saying. But she was an absolutely brilliant woman who pioneered the whole use of flaxseed oil in cancer.
Hmm. So if you're allergic to milk, just take the flax oil.
Exactly right. That was my own concern by Dr. Budwig's recommendation that people have problems with dairy.
Yeah, because the dairy that's here is not the same dairy she was using.
Exactly, especially getting it right off the farm from natural sources
are
not processed and not contaminated.
That's right. So if you use Weston Price's type of dairy, you know, raw milk, and still have the enzymes intact for metabolism and digestion, then it's going to be a whole different beast than if you're using store-bought cottage cheese.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, Dr. Bay, the time has flown as usual, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, and thanks for the contribution that you make to all of us who are trying to help keep people healthy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Healthy You Radio, everybody. If you want to see Dr. Bay's work, The Healing Power of Flax, is out, and you can get that book. And you can also find information at healthyyouradio.com. Remember to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network. And have a great day, everybody.